First, I'm going to show you a product that my colleague developed at Conductive.
Somebody should have stopped me.
It's called Mr. Squid. It's an educational demonstration system to demonstrate these interesting effects of superconductivity.
Oh.
Okay, that's great. All right, thank you. So this, what I have here is the actual measurement probe, and this is a printed circuit board where we have an actual squid chip mounted. This is essentially an integrated circuit device on a substrate, and it's encapsulated in an epoxy bubble, and I'll try to zoom in on this here. One more. And now we'll zoom in here a little bit. Is it autofocus?
Yeah.
Whoop. There we go. So, you can sort of make out the chip here. This is, they're actually made in much larger chips, but then we dice them. So this has one of these structures on it that Doug was just talking about. It's essentially a superconducting loop that's interrupted in two places by two of these weakened links. And there are a number of wire bonds on here. The pair on opposite ends here enable us to inject a current through the device. So we inject a current through the device, say through here, and then the other pair of leads allow us to measure the voltage across the device. And then in addition, there are contacts on the side that go to a single turn wire coil on top of the squid. So using these terminals, then we can send a current through the coil and produce a magnetic field that couples to the squid. So I'll show that over here. I have one of the probes cooled down in liquid nitrogen. It's connected up to this box, which is essentially a current source. And then we're looking at the voltage output across the squid. So I'm going to sweep the current now, and we'll actually plot this voltage current characteristic that Doug showed in his last view graph, where I'll show the current through the device on the horizontal axis, and the voltage across the device will be on the vertical axis. So this is a sweeped current now, going back and forth, plus and minus. And as I increase the amplitude, you see, first of all, the current through the device increasing, but there's no voltage. So we have a zero voltage supercurrent flowing through the device until we exceed the critical current of the junction, and then you start to produce a voltage. So this is a very characteristic voltage current characteristic of a squid. Now the next thing we want to do is apply a magnetic field to the squid and see what happens. I'm going to do that by sending a current through this single turn coil that's mounted on top of the squid loop. That's a second current source, and now if you carefully watch this, the length of this zero voltage current, you can see a change. The people up front can see a change, I think. We're essentially modulating it back and forth as I change this current, or I can change the scale on here perhaps. I think it's a little bit more dramatic now. You can see the size of that current changing as we change the magnetic field. Another way to do that is to use, instead of a magnetic field produced by current, I can also take a bar magnet, and just by bringing it near the squid, I can also modulate the current in the same way.
So here we're seeing the device respond directly to an applied magnetic field. And we're doing this in a way where we're sweeping the current through the device and applying a magnetic field. But there's another way we can do this. And to show that, I'm going to go to this view graph. The sensitivity of this device is, a field of about 0.7 microtesla will produce a change of one flux quantum. 50 microtesla is the Earth's field, essentially. So it's quite a bit smaller than that. What I was going to show is that what we're looking at on the oscilloscope is exactly this pattern here, the voltage current characteristic. And as you saw, by changing the magnetic field through the squid, the characteristic was modulating back and forth between two extremes. This extreme corresponds to integral flux quantum through the squid, whereas this one corresponds to half integral flux through the squid. Now, the other way of looking at this is to actually fix the bias current through the device and then see what happens to the voltage across the squid as you vary the magnetic field. So you should see a change back and forth between these two points, which I've shown here. As you vary the flux through the squid, you get this oscillatory behavior. And you can see that very clearly on here. Let me go back to zero. I'll switch this. So now there's a sweeping magnetic field coupled to the squid. And I'm going to change the bias current. It's superconducting right now. There's zero voltage across the device. Voltage is in the vertical axis again. In this case, this is magnetic field. And I'm increasing the current. Nothing's happening because it's in the zero voltage state. And then I enter the normal state when the bias current gets beyond this point right here. Up until this point, you don't see anything, but here you start to see the periodic output from the device. And you can make it, now you see a few more flux quantum. So each one of these periods represents one flux quantum of magnetic flux through the squid. And you can see how it changes with the magnet. I can offset the pattern just by bringing the magnet up to the device. So a very small movement will produce a change of one flux quantum through the squid. So that's essentially how the device is working, and that's all very fine, but how do you actually use one of these to make a real measurement? For a practical application, you wouldn't necessarily set it up in this way. You could imagine biasing the device with respect to current as well as with respect to flux so that you're sitting at some point like this. In that case, if you apply a small magnetic field, you'll change the flux through the device and you'll see a voltage output from the squid. So for very small fields, just by measuring the voltage at the output, you can get some feel for the amount of magnetic flux that's being applied to the squid. The important thing to remember is, though, that you're only sensitive to relative flux changes with the squid. You cannot measure absolute magnetic field, only magnetic field changes. And in this case, in this roughly linear portion of the curve here, you have a voltage output for a flux input. So the squid is nothing more than a flux to voltage transducer. And this is a way in which you can measure very small magnetic fields. The problem with the squid, though, is that you have this periodic output. And to actually make a measurement instrument, you need to linearize this pattern, which you can do using various feedback schemes so that you can lock the squid at a particular point and then obtain much greater sensitivity. The most sensitive devices like this enable you to measure magnetic fields that, as Doug was mentioning, a billion times weaker than the Earth's magnetic field. So you can measure signals from the human brain, from the heart. You can build magnetic microscopes to look at magnetic images of integrated circuits, for example, defects in materials, even do geophysical prospecting and a whole host of other applications. Basically that's what I wanted to show you, how the SQUID works. You saw the current voltage characteristic and the periodic voltage flux characteristic of the SQUID. And just to give you a feel for the numbers here, this type of voltage swing output is usually some tens of microvolts. Right now this is set to 50 microvolts per centimeter box on the scope display. Critical currents are usually some tens of microamps. Gives you a rough idea of what the actual numbers are.
Okay. Thanks very much.
We have an opportunity, both